Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Leona Brando, host of Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. We have on with us, once again, Joelle Israel, who has been on the show for a few episodes now to talk about his friend, closest friend, who is Abraham Yisrael, a wrongfully convicted individual who has received a life plus 30 years sentence for a crime he did not commit. Today we are going to be having the final episode of Wrongfully Convicted Individual in America's Corrupt Land, although we will be having Abraham Joelle Israel back on with us periodically to give us updates. Today in our final episode of the Abraham Yisrael story, we will hear from Joel, and he is going to be giving us an update as to Abraham's unfortunate life plus 30 years in prison for a crime he did not commit, and where the case now stands as far as obtaining an attorney to represent him in the substantiation of his innocence and hopefully bring this long overdue mishandled case to a miraculous closing. All of you who are listening in or will be listening into these stories, if you can, really listen and try as much as you can to support these individuals who have been wrongfully convicted. And if you know of any lawyers who represent the wrongfully convicted, if you have any ideas or any suggestions you'd like to make, please respond. There is a comment section for people to make comments on. So I hope you'll all listen. I hope you'll all really take to heart what this young man has gone through and try to help in any way you can. Is Joel on the line with us now?
Yes. Cicely, I am.
Okay, Joel, would you like to talk more about Abraham's story? And again, as I said, there will be times periodically that I'd like to have you come on the air. There is, I don't know if you had a chance to hear him, but his name is Joe Kay, and he wrote the book of Crime of Impunity, Crime of Punishment. And a lot of what he talked about was exactly what happened with you. And so at a later time,
right,
I'd like to have him come on the show with us, and I'd like to have the two of you talk about these issues, because I think he may be able to shed a lot of light on the experience he's had in working in the criminal justice area, and you can share a lot about your situation as well. I mean, Abraham. So could you please tell us more about Abraham and the situation he's gone through?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I really appreciate your help and everybody else's help and support that my friend Abraham is receiving at this time. Abraham, you know, as you know, he's been incarcerated now for 15 years, and he was given an unjust sentence of a license in 30 years, as you said earlier. But Abraham's case is real peculiar and strange and weird at the same time, you know, and extremely sad when it comes to actually justice being served in, especially the Broward County justice system. I know people have trouble in justice systems throughout the state, or United States as a whole, but Broward County is the worst of the worst when it comes to actually, especially 17th District Circuit, as far as doing justice. But I wanted to read the publication that I've been designed to read. It's only like maybe three pages at the most. But what the publication is, it's a layout that actually put into perspective as to which direction we're going with this. What we're looking for is a lot of help and support, not just so much physical and moral support, but also spiritual support. So we'll be reaching out to a lot of organizations. And actually, even the guy that you talked about earlier, we'll be looking to hook up with him maybe to write a few books and things of that nature. But it's up to you, Cicely, if you could. If you wanted me to, I can read the story now for you.
Yes, please.
And this publication is out. It's on the web, and anybody can go to them and check them out. Matter of fact, if you look up Major Nathan Osgood, if you just Google his name, and if you scroll down, you'll see a picture of him. But this is the gentleman that actually signed Abraham up and had his actually girlfriend killed. But if you actually look him up, Major Nathan Osgood, and scroll down, it's going to say a blog, and the blog is going to say wrongfully convicted. Wrongfully convicted, and it's going to have a blog there. And you just click on that blog, and the publications are there along with the two videotapes at the end. But you say Abraham Ben Israel wrongfully convicted. Abraham Ben Israel versus State of Florida. It's in the 7th Judicial Sixth Circuit. And the case number 0167-29CF10A. And it was in front of Judge Peter Weinstein. It say background, Major Nathan Osgood, formerly detective of the Broward Sheriff Drug Unit in 1996. Major Osgood was dating Abraham's former girlfriend, Mrs. Nate Blue. The Major became envious and bitter toward Abraham. In late 2000, Abraham's home was shot up, and Major Osgood expressed to Abraham that he knew perperpetrators. And again, on February 21st, 2001, Abraham and his beloved lady, Eileen, were home invaded again by Cedric B. Green, who shot Eileen in the head, killing her, and shot Abraham five times, seriously wounding him. At his home, Abraham had a fully functional security surveillance system with 24-hour videotape capacity. This videotape was seized by the homicide detective, James Carr, on that particular day. While Abraham was in the hospital, the homicide detectives made and produced a crime scene videotape with their own cameras. They also planted drugs and a gun. It is important to note that at this time, Abraham had well over $350,000 in the house, but only $1,109 for putting evidence. And BSO detectives placed money in Abraham's swimming pool to further pressure him to look notorious. This was all organized by Major Osgood, Detective Timothy Dugan, Detective James Murray, and Detective Frank Alvarado, and ATF Vince Curry, etc. In May 2001, Broward State Attorney Dale H. Geiser filed information charging Abraham with trafficking and cocaine possession of firearms by convicted felon. Note, the information was fatally defective and missing essential elements and did not state any time, address, degree of charges. It was vague, indistinct, indefinite, and misleading, and embarrassing to the preparation to our Abraham defense. The information is void, and the judge did not have jurisdiction. And you can see State versus Gray, 435 Southern Second D, 818-404 Southern Second B, 2B388. Abraham's attorney, Howard L. Grisley, was paid $25,000. John L. McCray was paid $10,000 by Abraham. During trial, Howard let Assistant State Attorney Dale Geiser use BSO manipulated video and hide the fact that the gun at Abraham's trial came from A to Z Pawn Shop. The pawn shop was located at 4581 North Dixon Highway, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33064. Phone number is 954-941-1826. Serial number S, Evan Sam, 604526. Note, Mr. McCray slept most of the trial and had to be awakened with a few of the jurors by Judge Weinstein. BSO video showed Eileen's deceased body on the floor, which did prejudice the jury more toward Abraham and Howard hid the fact that the gun was brought by a BSO officer from A to Z Pawn Shop. Howard and McCray hid the fact that Detective Carr was forced to leave BSO for alleged murder, but was found guilty of robbery, fraud, grand theft, forgery, and falsifying documents, etc. And Detective Frank Alvarado sexual battery on his young stepdaughter. Note, Abraham's fingerprints were never found on the drug or gun. Abraham's trial was a hoax. On July the 9th, 2004, he was found guilty and sentenced to life for the drugs and 30 years for the gun as a HBFO. But yet, during the process from 2004 to 2010, he was sent back and forth to South Florida Treatment Center, which is a mental health hospital, to hide the fact of this flight. Even though his initial receipt prison date was April 10, 2010, Abraham has filed several appeals because he contends when the BSO and Assistant State Attorney Office handled his original videotape with a full 24-hour footage, it will clearly exonerate Abraham by showing the role where the investigator manipulated evidence. This is why local authorities have conspired to make sure Abraham's family and friends do not get his original time video. Howard did give Abraham 3 minutes of his video, but we need the whole tape because some of the detectives on the crime scene was replaced by others that were not there, but conspired with Major Osgood and prejudiced testimony in court. Note, at Abraham's sentence in front of George Weinstein, Major Osgood stated the ATF Vince Curry to shut up, and if he ever got caught setting Abraham up, he would do his time. note again. And another one of Abraham's hands in front of Judge William Harvey Jr. made the odds good, choked and pushed a female bailiff and then physically assaulted Assistant State Attorney Scott Ralph and another female, which we find out her name to be Stephanie Newman. Female because he was asked not to block the doorway. Made the odds good is unethical tactics, distortion, suppression of evidence, lies, false allegations, and organized crime had all been overlooked. So it is plainly clear and obvious that he made the argument had some strong apparently incriminate evidence on or against local authority to have such a free pass, especially for murder and attempted murder of Eileen and Abraham. It is alleged that made the argument and his cohorts poisoned or had said to be Green killed to keep him from coming or giving testimony against them. No, Green family is afraid to come forward. Petitioner, which is Abraham Israel, seeks that may the Osgood and local authority be forced to hand over to Abraham family friends any and all impeachable evidence in Abraham's case 01672 9CF108 for Abraham to be fully exonerated and for may the Osgood and local authority to be clearly understand Abraham's intent to file suit because Abraham's constitutional right, especially to due process, etc., has been completely violated. We are asking any moral court with jurisdiction and legal authority in the above matters and causes to grant relief and any other relief the moral and legal court deems fair, law, and necessary because Major Osgood has done all in his power to imprison, demoralize Abraham. Please read Exodus 12:49, Proverbs 22:29 to Zechariah 11:5. And please see attached DVD, which is a copy of Abraham's original video, 3 minutes. Note, there is no money in the pool. Exhibit 1. Exhibit 2, a copy of BSO videotape, which had money in the pool, Eileen's deceased body, and the alleged drugs, no gun. It is time to help stop this miscarriage of justice. Important note, if you are reading this publication that is not attached to email, you may still view DVD videos online. This said Abraham Ben Israel, wrongfully convicted. Feel free to pass these publications along. Last note. Abraham does acknowledge his past crimes as well and does not mind doing prison time for these wrongdoings. However, being framed for drugs and a gun and then given a license of 30 years is insane, ridiculous, preposterous, and at any rate wrong. Let's pray for all good men that are in authority, 1 Timothy 2:1-4. Thanks with peace and love. Sincerely, Abraham's family and friends. And his contact number had Abraham was at the DeSoto Correctional Institution at the time, but now he's at Hardy Correctional Institution. So, anything you want to ask, Sister Leola?
I wanted to ask again now the publication, who was that written by?
Well, it was written by Abraham's family and friends.
Okay.
Especially his sister. Shirley Jean Patterson and George Patterson, because they were in court on this particular day when Osgood actually stated to Special Agent Vince Curry that if he ever get caught setting Abraham up, that he was going to actually do his time. He stated that in court in front of George Weinstein.
And again, the video that you had in your home at the time, that was confiscated. And whatever happened to that video?
Okay, that's a good question. What happened to it is that they returned 3 minutes. Howard Greiser was Abraham's attorney at the time. And so he gave, after they got the video, because keep in mind now when they were doing all their misdeeds in the house, they didn't even know that the videotape was actually functional and working because it wouldn't have, well, you can go and just find it. It was hidden in the closet, basically under the floor. So they had to, they could never just go in there. Without Abraham telling them what it was, no way they would ever find it. But when he did and tell them what was that, they went and actually retrieved it, and they realized that they had been caught doing the misdeeds that they were doing. So quite naturally, they could never turn that over. So they had to get the lawyer to work with them. What they did was they gave the news people the 3 minutes that you see on the DVDs and on the website that's posted now, those 3 minutes show the guy coming to the house, show Abraham leave, shooting Abraham and killing his girl and then leaving. But the rest of it, it had the capacity to record 24 hours. So when it got to a 24-hour period, it started to tape over what was already out. So when they got the tape out of the recorder, it should always be 24 hours of footage there. And that's not the case. It's been erased and manipulated, you know?
So Abraham was doing the right thing by showing them or telling them about the video. And in turn, what they did was to delete everything except what they wanted the media to see.
Right.
That's,
but that's, now, mind that's, you. It, okay, go. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, but mind you now, that might be original tape out. Maybe it was given to the news people, and maybe they could be subpoenaed for it. But, you know, we have tried numerous things, and this guy made it all good. He do the work of 10 people when it comes to being deceit and wickedness, you know. He moved around so much, he'll think it's 10 of them, you know. And it's only him doing most of the work because he got himself into it. But the state attorney and the judges just give him leeway to basically do what he got to do to protect himself and ICE to keep them protected. The state attorney, Dale Geiser, his bigger argument was during the sentencing and all the other things, he expressed to the judge that Mr. Israel loved the right, and that's what he feared most. So he was sent to the mental health hospital to actually conceal and hide the truth. And that was their main goal. Actually, was sending him to the mental health hospital. I expressed to you, and I told you earlier, that one of the doctors that Judge Kaplan at the time had evaluated Abraham came in and told him to count to 20. And he counted 20, he jumped up and hit the table and said he needed to be involuntarily committed, you know, as being found incompetent.
So they try to make it seem as though he had a psychological problem, a mental health problem.
Right. You know, what I want to point out, too, which I don't want to digress and get too far off field, but these people is very, and I pointed out before, they're very skilled at manipulating the system with a turn of the motives to justify their means and their ends. Like, you know, you take the Parkland shooting that took place down there where all the 17 kids was killed at. And you got to keep in mind, the BSO officers, and I'm going to be candid and frank, is they the ones that orchestrated this. Why would they orchestrate that and have that happen to these kids and these victims? Because that's their way of imposing their will. And it has a turn of the motive for them to benefit and profit from it. So whether it be the gun right advocates, whatever else, some kind of way they benefit from it. You know, you think about the logistics to it. You got the one police officer there that's waited outside for this guy to go inside and kill all these kids. Now when he go inside and kill all these kids, story after story, when people do something outrageous that they coerce into doing it, then they got a mental health problem. Running the challenge. So you go back and all these detectives that's working for BSO right now, and it's going to have to be investigated at one point, at some point in the future. You go back and you look at them, you notice in every single instance, when they want to kill somebody, have somebody killed, including one of their own deputies, that they had Tim Brown, they accused this guy Tim Brown of killing, which is James Carr killer, made him confess to killing, and it was overturned by a federal judge later. And they got out, but they forced these guys to lie. And all the time, another detective had killed the guy. One of their own officers, you know?
The things that these people do. It's so unbelievable. But, I mean, it's almost unbelievable. But it happens. It happens
right.
All too often.
But and this is the thing. It's so plain to see you know what the state attorney did in Abraham's case? When Abraham started writing the publications and having his family write publications and passing them out, he didn't have nothing else to do with the case. To this day, he won't even touch the case. The lawyers, they ran ahead. They won't touch the case, you know? So they know if you think outside the circle, they can be indicted and arrested one day. So they do everything in their power to make sure that don't happen.
Now this is the attorney for for Abraham, or the attorneys for the opposite, the department,
the attorney,
or the court?
No, the attorney for Abraham, they actually sold Abraham out for the state attorney. You know, these were prominent lawyers, you know, and they had renown and status. But when push came to shove, they sided with the state attorney and with Osgood. And they really had to side with the state attorney because the state attorney had to side with Osgood because Osgood is crafty enough to the point where he got a lot of incriminating evidence on the state attorney. So whatever he do, he got a free pass. He can kill somebody in broad open daylight, and the state attorney will have to find some kind of way to let him off. Or they're going to have to sacrifice him and kill him. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He crafty enough to pretty much be covered the bases with that, you know?
Jeez.
And they competent enough to know this. So Osgood became Abraham's arresting officer, his judge, the state attorney, and the psychiatrist, because he manipulated and influenced all these people to sentence Abraham to what he wanted to be sentenced to. And I mind you now, I'm not just talking on Abraham's behalf because he's my friend, but you take people like Curtis Mathis that just got through serving 20 years that was signed up by Major Nathan Osgood. Then you take Craig Frazier that was signed up by Major Nathan Osgood, given a 30-year sentence. And then you got the guy that was with Curtis, Curtis Simpson, that was signed up. So me and Abraham is not the only one that actually making the allegations. It's just that these people really don't have a voice, you know, and that's why we appreciate you so much for giving us a voice to actually bring some of this stuff out. Now, mind you, there's no way that we can get all this stuff on the radio in this short period of time because we'll be here for the next 3 years, you know? So keep in mind, this is only a synoptic overview of all the injustices that some of the injustices are a fragment or a hint of the injustices that's taking place in the Abraham case and other cases. And losing evidence is no big thing to them. And what I point out to you is, and you can go and look it up online, a deputy testified with the child porn evidence. And also, I told you before, he made the evidence in that case vanish. And it's in the newspaper and everything else. And they asked, how could it just vanish? But the guy was a rock star, and he paid them off. So when they get paid off, that's what happened, the money talk. They don't care nothing about no justice and legality of right or wrong, you know? And killing is part of their pay grade. They get off on it.
I don't know how people
and killing. Right.
The very people that
killing, covering it up.
We are taught to respect, and the very people that are supposed to be serving and protecting are the very people that are being feared. Everyone is fearing them because of all the corruption, and they don't know, they really don't know who to, you know. You know what bothers me is a lot of these people, when they get stopped by the police and they try to run, you know, they're getting shot in the back and everything, but they don't realize when they say they ran or they try to run that people, especially these young blacks, they're afraid to stop because they're afraid they're going to get abused or attacked or whatever. And cover-ups are really a big thing, I noticed, a big thing with law enforcement now. There's a lot of cover-ups.
But
I guess it's the same with what you're talking about as well, with the very people that you used to do, or Abraham used to do drugs with, are the very people that have set them up, according to what you're saying, and it's sad.
Right.
It's
Abraham had a relationship with selling drugs with him and for him. But the thing is this. I want to get this in before, you know, because we're going to talk a few minutes, but this is very important. Mind you, there's tons and tons of good officers, good state attorneys. There's good people in the administrator that want to do the right thing, that do the right thing on a daily basis. But they overran by the 10% of the wicked people. You only got the wicked people, that's only 10% of them. But they so adamant as to what they into and what they're doing, the good people don't give a chance. You tell all the good people that when you got officers really, really good, they end up dead like Chris did. And Chris, they
that's
killed Chris,
it.
You know, same detective. They killed this Raker.
But I have to
Raker,
say something, too. Even with the law enforcement, even with guards and prison officials, the good ones that should be speaking out and exposing the corruption that's going on in their own force. And these are the things that are not happening. And unfortunately, what's happening as a result, a lot of good police officers are being killed, are being shot. And it's not because they're not good cops, they're not good police officers. It's because people have gotten so frustrated, and their only justice they know of nowadays is to shoot anything that looks like a bad cop. And that's sad. That's really sad, because a lot of innocent police officers are being killed as a result.
Right.
They need.
But I'm listening to a little secret, Miss Leola. A lot of the good officers is speaking out, and they're being killed by their own brothers in law enforcement. And the crime is being put on individuals that's mentally challenged, that really can't properly defend themselves, and they get a few lawyers to come in to actually help bamboo the little pro guy that's mentally challenged when their own brothers are actually killed, you know?
Yeah, I understand that too, but they need to have, with the whistleblowers, they need to have protection. They need to have protection for these good police officers, these good guards, these good people that are trying to do their job. They need to have protection if they do expose their peers. The government has...
When you're on the side of the wicked police, you're a whistleblower. But when you're on the side of the good people, you're an informant or a rat.
Yeah. Jeez. I guess it's a no-win situation.
Now it's a win-win situation when good people actually bring their darkness to light. The problem that they have, they spend millions and millions of years and resources hiding their wickedness. But it don't take much to uncover it. You know, like in my situation, or Abraham's situation, and I's situation, the evidence is right there in front of you on the well. But it's not being circulated to the good people good enough to do anything about it.
Mm.
Oh, it's count time.
Well, we're going to be running out of time pretty soon. But Joel, we're going to be having you back on again. I wanted to talk with Joe Kay and find out if he'd be interested in coming on with us so that you and he could talk, because I don't think he's interested in writing any books right now, but at least maybe he can give you some pointers, or maybe you could give us all some pointers, the two of you together. So
right.
I will be in touch with you, or I'll be in touch with Abraham's wife, and I'll let you know, someone know so that they can, let you know to schedule something together again. And it's been a pleasure having you on. I really appreciate all that you've shared with us, and I hope that we can have you on soon.
Okay, thank you. And we appreciate you.
You too. You take care. And
okay,
Abraham, give Abraham our best.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, we're signing off now, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we will have you back on to hear with us again. Thank you so much.